Beis Mishnah Hein through Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. At the end of the previous Mishnah, we learned that one is allowed to eat a snack in a temporary manner, not as a fixed meal, outside of the sukkah on Sukkos. The halacha is that Teishvu Kein Toduru, you're supposed to live in the sukkah in the same way as you would live in your house during the rest of the year. So just like throughout the rest of the year, you would be willing to eat a snack outside of your house. So too during Sukkos, you can eat a snack outside of the sukkah. The Mishnah brings a story which seems to contradict this, which is strange because in general when a Mishnah brings a story, it's in order to support a law which was stated before that. It's never to contradict the previous law or to bring another opinion, it's always to support it. So first let's see the story. Maisa, there was once a story, it once happened, Vehivu lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, litum es hatavshil. They brought a certain food, some cooked dish to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, to taste just a little bit of it. It wasn't to eat a meal, it was just to taste a bit of it. Rabbi Gamliel, and they brought Rabbi Gamliel in a different story. Shteke soves udli shel mayim, two dates and a small jug of water. So in both of these stories, it certainly wasn't a proper meal which they were eating. It was a couple of fruit, water, tasting a little bit of a food. It's not a meal, it's a snack. Nevertheless, v'omru halum asukah, they said, bring them out to the sukkah, we're going to eat it in the sukkah. So at first glance, this contradicts the previous Mishnah. The Gemara explains that they were doing it in order to be strict upon themselves, and the reason why the Mishnah is bringing the story is to tell you that even though in general one needs to be very careful when he is strict upon himself, when he is more strict than the letter of the law says he needs to be, because it could appear to be arrogant. That's not to say that one should never be strict upon himself, but he needs to weigh up the situation and take into account that it might appear to be arrogant. However, in this case, the Mishnah is bringing the story to tell you that you do not need to be concerned about this at all, and although one is not obligated to eat absolutely everything in the sukkah, if he does decide to be strict upon himself and do so, then he is considered to be praiseworthy, and that is a good thing. However, the Mishnah now brings another story to reiterate the fact that according to the strict letter of the law, it is certainly not necessary to eat even a snack in the sukkah, as can be seen from the following story. When they gave to Rabbi Tzadok food which was smaller than the size of an egg, and we're talking about a food which one is obligated to wash his hands before eating it, for example bread or wet fruit. The halach is that before eating wet fruit one also needs to wash his hands. We'll assume, let's say it was bread. They brought him bread which was smaller than the size of a kibbutzah. Now there is a debate as to what exactly is the minimum amount of bread which one needs to eat to require him to bench Birkas HaMazon. According to Rabbi Tzadok, the minimum amount is a kibbutzah. That's considered a proper meal which satisfies you, but since Rabbi Tzadok was eating less than that at this moment, he would not be obligated to bench Birkas HaMazon. Now Rabbi Tzadok also held that if you eat less than that amount, you also don't need to wash your hands. And so the Mishnah says, Natolu b'mapa, he took it in a cloth, he didn't want to touch the bread in order to stay clean, not for halachic purposes. The point is, he took the bread without washing, and he ate it, and not only that, he ate it chutz la-sukkah. He also ate it outside of the sukkah, since he was eating less than a proper meal which necessitates Birkas HaMazon, so he considered it to be a snack, and according to the letter of the law, it is certainly permitted to eat a snack outside of the sukkah. And he furthermore did not make a Birkas HaMazon after eating it, because as we explained, he was of the opinion that the minimum amount to necessitate a Birkas HaMazon is the size of a kibbutzah, not the smaller size of a kazayis, the size of an olive. So since he ate less than a kibbutzah, he did not say Birkas HaMazon after eating it.